Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
MJ's bringing us back. That's Green Onions. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Robert Brands. RobertBrands.com, InnovationCoach.com is RobertsRulesOfInnovation.com, right?
Yeah, but actually it's funny because RobertBrands.com will get you to InnovationCoach as well.
So that's good. And also InnovationCoach.com. The books are called Robert's Rules of Innovation 1 and 2, The Art of Implementation. We're talking about the Internet of Things, Robert. You're helping us understand the connection between the Internet of Things, which other people are creating, and how we need to respond to that capability and those expectations, right, by customers with our innovation.
Exactly. So the link for your listeners is really that innovation is absolutely key. If you don't innovate, you die. You got to look around you, especially in this case. I've talked in the past with you and your listeners about how important it is to look around you and really you don't have to invent everything yourself. And one of the great examples I gave you once is, I saw this DHL barge in the Amsterdam canals. And I thought, hey, that's great advertising. But when I looked twice, I realized it was actually delivery vehicle in the congested streets and in the canals of Amsterdam.
Yeah, the canals are all over the place.
Right. I want to use it as an example, though, for this Internet of Things, because, you know, when look around you and absorb or how other people, bigger businesses, are doing their things in their business with customers and consumers and see what you can adapt or take over. I'm sure that there's apps out there that can be easily converted or used for the instant delivery information, for usage information, for reorder information, et cetera. Because the better you integrate, the more you make your business seamless with your customers, the more you tie into them, and the less likely it is that they can switch, you know? Mm-hmm. If you can build a business model where you're truly integrated and it's not just a price situation anymore, it's just the value of how services are being delivered and the connectivity between you two, you create an incredible bond.
And see, this began, one of the things, and I talk about this in my book, Robert, the history of small businesses becoming integrated partners with big companies. This handshake began with quality, and
right.
and then we had to have the handshake with Y2K. People got letters on Y2K and said, you know, are you prepared? You have to show us you're prepared for Y2K or we won't do business with you anymore. And then they had the RFID and others. The Internet of Things, more and more people, if you give a corporation or a big company a proposal for what you can do, there's very soon, if not today, and probably today in some quarters, if you don't have an Internet of Things response in your proposal, how you're going to respond to that company's Internet of Things expectations, you probably can't even propose.
Right, and what I'm trying to say is you don't have to figure it all out yourself. There's lots of good small companies that are figuring out great solutions. The other day, I came across a company that has to take the RFID to the next level, where it's integrated in individual consumer packages, and if
right.
you have the app and you walk by with the iPhone, it will already pop up and give you the information. It could even give you a coupon right on the spot
right.
to say, buy this deodorant over that one. And it's that total integration that you need to look for. But there's one big but for me and for your listeners, and that is cybersecurity. And we just talked about it a little bit offline, but it is so important that when you are more and more connected with your business,
yep.
that you spend time, effort, and worry about your cybersecurity, because it's unimaginable what is going on in today's
right.
world. If you go to a website called cybercloud.com, threatcloud.com, you'll see the number of attacks that are happening in a particular day around the globe, and that's being tracked.
Wow.
And for instance, last Tuesday, it was 1.8 million. That was on a single day. And
well, as you propose to do business with a big company, and you talk about how you can meet their Internet of Things expectations, they're going to turn around and say, "Okay, tell me about your encryption."
Right, and so again, there I would say look for best practice companies that can help and support
you. Right,
but don't underestimate it, because I'm convinced after what I saw last week that American businesses are under attack.
Yep.
And a lot of the small businesses that have IP-related intellectual property.
They'll get to them through their small vendors. Robert, I got to wrap it up. InnovationCoach.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks. Robert, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.